brand?
Those are all freshwater fish, aren't they?
Right.
Know anything about the saltwater fish?
Not much. King mackerel, snapper, mm-hmm. group mullet, barracudas. I don't know much about them. I just know that they're saltwater.
What are some of the other things that people get from the saltwater besides the...
Oysters.
This is something that you'd hear making a noise around a pond at night.
Frogs.
Okay. What do you call those big ones?
Bullfrogs.
And what about the little ones, the tiny ones?
Rain frogs.
The kind that hops around on land.
That's a toad.
If you picked up a rock maybe in a freshwater stream, you might see it underneath it. It's got claws to it. And
a crayfish.
Okay.
We call them crawfish.
What sort of things would you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
What different
Earthworms,
kinds?
Wigglers, red worms.
What about the kind of fish that you might use for bait?
Shiners.
Those are the small? Well, you mentioned the gopher. What else besides the gopher is?
Turtles.
What about the small one that gets on land?
Box shell. Turtle.
Okay. And the kind that gets in the water?
Saw shell and a loggerhead. Hey. Alligator turtle, I guess. A snapping turtle?
Uh-huh.
We call them the loggerhead.
Have you ever heard any other names for them? Have you ever heard cooter?
Yeah, that's right.
What is the cooter exactly? Is that water?
It's just a country name for a turtle.
Any kind of turtle?
No, I think it would be associated with that box shell or either. Well, I guess it would be any kind. Say a cooter got my bait. Or either you could be driving down the road and says, I see a cooter in the road. Could be a box shell or either. Well, we used to call them little stink pots. They really got an odor to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's... You can be fishing. Be fishing and catch a small turtle. They don't get very big.
Just about as big as your hand? Or?
No, not that big.
Uh-huh.
When you catch them, somehow you just got an odor. I reckon that's the reason they call them stink pots. I know that that's just a name, you know.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Never heard of that before.
You know about stink pot, Audrey?
I've had all this thing before.
What about your math, Jack? You got math tonight?
These are some kinds of insects, the kind of insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into the light. Flies around the light.
Candle fly?
What's that?
We call it a candle fly mosquito.
Uh-huh. A candle fly and mosquito are different.
That's right.
Is there any other name for the candle fly?
They might be, I don't know.
Uh-huh. What about something that would get into your wool clothes and eat holes in them?
Moths. We used to pronounce it moths, M-O-F-T-S.
Uh-huh.
Moths. The moths.
What would you call just one of them? It'd be a...
Moth.
An insect that flies around and has a light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Okay. What about an insect that's got shiny wings, two pairs of shiny wings to it, and it's got a body...
You know about mosquito hawks? We used to call them skeeter hawks.
Okay.
We're going to make a country girl out of you. I don't see how we're going to make a country girl out of you with all this talk.
Skeeter hawk.
You're a pretty good country talker anyway, skeeter hawks and all that.
And what kinds of insects will sting you?
We used to call them wasps.
Uh-huh.
And bumblebees. Hornets.
Uh-huh.
Yellow jackets. We used to call them yellow jackets, you know.
How do they build their nest?
What are you talking about, a hornet?
No, the yellow jacket.
A hole in the ground or an old stump.
What about something that builds a nest out of mud?
Dirt dauber.
Do they stink?
I guess.
You never been stung?
I don't know about that, Randy. Now, I don't know, really. And I know what you're talking about, but I don't know, don't think I've ever been stung by a dirt dauber.
They don't sting.
I believe it will.
What about something that, say if you went walking through the woods or blackberry picking or something, little tiny red insect.
Look at that. Now she knows what a red bug is. Is that right?
That's what I was thinking of.
Red bug.
Okay.
We call them chiggers. No, now the most common thing around here is a red bug. But I have heard chiggers, somebody like from Atlanta come down here and get them on them. They call them a chigger.
Okay. That's right. That's what I would call it.